Sayyidina Sufyan Sawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "Once I stayed in Makkatul Mukarramah, zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'azima. At around midday, a person from Makkah would perform tawaf of the Holy Kaaba and two rakats salah daily. He would say salam to me and then return to his home. I had developed a liking for that pious person. One day, he fell seriously ill. I went to visit him. He was on his deathbed. Handing his will over to me, he said, 'When I die, give me ghusl and lead my funeral prayer. And after burial, please don't leave me alone. Stay at my grave the whole night and perform talqeen at the time of arrival of the angels Munkar and Nakir.' I agreed to fulfill his will. When he died, I acted upon his will. While I was sitting beside his grave, I fell asleep. I heard a voice from the ghaib saying, 'O Sufyan, he does not require your talqeen and your closeness, because we ourselves have comforted him and made talqeen to him.' I asked, 'Due to which deed is he granted this status?' The voice spoke, 'Due to the blessings of the fasts of Ramadan and the sixth fast of Shawwal.' Sayyidina Sufyan Sawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, 'I saw this dream 3 times in that night alone. I politely asked Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, with your grace and benevolence, give me also the ability to observe these fasts.' Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.